Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
I don't think any of you have ever stumped him, at least not on this show. He's Mr. Fix-It. You hear him every Saturday morning at 6 a.m., and he joins us every Thursday at this time to take your questions. So if you want to pick up the phone and ask a question about how to get something accomplished around your house, the number is 312-981-7200. How are you today, Lou? Oh, they're getting him right now. They're calling him right now. I remember I asked him about ants last week. And he said, you know, it's really about not leaving stuff out on your counter. And we are very serious about that because we know we have an ant problem. And I mean, even if you cut an apple and you didn't wipe up, they'd send out one of their little scouts, like, let's go check it out. And I got to tell you, Lou, we didn't get the poison down yet. We use what everybody uses, and we protect it with a milk carton so that, well, you know, one of those milk crate things so that the animals can't get to it. But right. I went to put just a teaspoon of agave syrup in my coffee the other morning, and I thought, oh, my God, there's ants in my coffee cup. They were under the lid of that bottle and in the syrup itself. I'm at a loss.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah. If it's got sugar, they're going to find it.
Yeah. I'm going to get tons of calls about this now as stuff warms up and the water, you know, we get all this rain and the soil is moist. So it's really a three-prong approach, because you got to use the perimeter shakes around your house. And your animals, quite frankly, Lisa, are not interested in that. Bonide makes a product called Revenge. There's a couple, Taro makes a product that's a shake that you can go around the perimeter. It's a food source. Those scouts you spoke of, they'll take that food source back to the queen, eliminate the colony. Inside, there's a great bait trap called Combat that is a plastic, kind of round, very small little hockey puck that if your dog puts its nose there, it can't, you know, unless they like to chew a bunch of stuff, they're not interested in this as well. And there's a spray for the countertops that Ortho makes called Home Defense, which is suitable to use in kitchens. And so if you use those three, within a couple of weeks, you should have things under control.
Okay. We used the Taro spikes last year. That's what he put up against the foundation because, you know, I'm married to a farmer,
right.
And he went and found those ant colonies.
Yep.
And they worked. It's just like, geez, this is so early in the season. Okay,
yeah.
Here come the questions. Lou, the shower head in my bathroom seems to have some clogged holes. What's the best way to clean it, and what product would you suggest?
Well, in a perfect world, you would take it off, take the shower head off, and then put it in a bucket with some CLR, like a 50-50 mix of CLR and water, and let it sit in there for like 10 minutes. Then take an old toothbrush, scrub everything really well, and you should break apart those calcium deposits. And then use some Teflon tape around the shower arm that held the shower head. Screw it back on, and you should be good to go.
Okay, let's go to Tom on line one. Welcome to the show, Tom. What's your question for Lou Manfredini?
Yes, my name is Tom in Howard Heights. My toilet bowl won't flush. The water level is good, and I'm the only one using the toilet bowl, and I don't think there's any foreign objects down there. I'd like to know if Lou could help me, why it won't flush.
Why it won't flush.
Yes.
Well, there's a couple. I mean, you know, there could be something lodged in the toilet that you're unaware of that could be clogging it. And so there's something called a closet auger that you could use just to kind of clear out the toilet itself. If there's nothing there, then the next thing would be before you pull the toilet, clean the ports under the rim of the toilet to improve the swirling action of the flush. And as long as the water level in the tank is at the proper level, you know, just below the overflow, then at least we know the toilet is operating properly. If it still doesn't flush, then unfortunately you got to pull the toilet to see if there's something clogged at the closet flange in the floor.
Okay. Here goes another one, Lou. I need to have a couple of canvas awnings re-sewn. current threads are broken. Do you have any company recommendations?
I don't know where they live, but there is a company that's been around forever, actually in Evanston, called the Evanston Awning Company, and I know that they work all over Chicagoland, and so if you can bring it to them, I do know they also come out and pick stuff up, so you'd have to look up their number, but they've been around a very, very long time.
Patty's on line two. Hey, Patty, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your question for Lou?
I'm looking at buying a house that was built in the 50s. And it's on a crawl space, and the sellers are looking at peering the crawl space to the tune of $20,000. That's really all I know about it. That's all the information I can get from the seller's real estate person right now. I just want to know, like, how reliable that kind of fix is long-term and what I should also look for inside the house.
Yeah, if they're peering it because there's some foundation shifting, we just got to make sure that whoever is doing the work is doing it in such a way that once it's done, it's done. I mean, if it's done properly and, you know, the proper depth is placed where these piers are going to go to support the foundation, that's awesome. Then once it's done, you should have no issues whatsoever. As far as what you should be looking for, I mean, you're definitely going to need to hire a home inspector to give it the once-over, but if there's issues with peering, that tells me that there's issues with a cracked or damaged foundation. And so you really have to ensure that that is up to snuff. I don't know that your average garden variety home inspector is going to be able to definitively tell you what's going on other than, wow, there's a crack here. And you may need the help to hire a third party like a PermaSeal if you're really interested in this house to come out and inspect it. You may have to pay for that, but at least you'll know that if you're going to make this investment, it's worth it.
Lou, someone is asking if staining their brick would work for a new look. They said the brick is sound.
Sure. Just keep in mind that you can't really stain any lighter. You can stain darker. And so, and once you do it, you're doing it. And so, you know, you better test a couple spots, maybe behind some bushes or behind the garage to make sure you like it. And, yeah, it can be a very effective way to change the look.
Okay. Why is the water level in my toilet real low? They had a plumber come in. He said he doesn't know why.
Oh, great. I love that. I love that the plumber comes and I'm the one that's got to tell you what's going on. My guess is, you know, if the water tank level is at the right level in the tank, which I'm sure the plumber checked, and the water level in the bowl is not high enough, then there could be some siphoning going on, or there could be a small crack, a hairline crack, in the bottom of the toilet that's siphoning some of the water out.
Okay, and one last question. Sorry to everyone else, because I know there's more coming in, but you can reach out to them on Saturday morning. We have a 16-foot fishing boat in our backyard. I asked them if it was for storage, and they said yes. They want to know what kind of stone you would recommend to put under it.
To store a fishing boat, I would probably do some number six stone that I would put a border around. I would use a compactor to get it as hard as possible, as firm as possible. And I would still put the boat, if it's not on a trailer, up on a couple of blocks, just that, not to have it directly on the stone.
Always great to talk to you. Happy Easter, Lou.
You as well. Happy Easter, Lisa.